You're listening to Irish Radio Canada at Home and Abroad, and we're into that time of the year when we sit down in front of the fire or we go out and we go to the movies. It's the weather is changing and we're heading to hibernate, well, not hibernate, but to enjoy indoor activities. So we're going to start reviewing movies again and getting back into it. And November is the month when the EU Film Festival happens every year, and Ireland, as a member of the EU, are participating. And this year, the Irish entry is Verdigris, and it had been screened earlier in the year at the Ottawa Irish Film Festival, and Patrick Murray is the executive director of the festival, and Patrick is very familiar with the film, and we have him here with us. Great to reconnect with you, Patrick. Good to see you back after the summer.
Great to be here. Good to see you, Austin. Thank you.
So I know you had a busy summer. Before we start talking about Verdigris, you managed to get to Toronto. Where else did you get this year?
I was at the FLA in Galway, so I saw a whole bunch of films there that actually so many films that so many excellent ones too that it's going to be tough deciding on a film on our schedule for next spring. And then from there I was at TIFF. There was a lot of films there that were co-productions. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see any of them. Although I hear the one about the poet is quite excellent. And her name escapes me right now, and I feel really bad for saying this, but she just passed away recently, author.
You're not talking about Edna O'Brien.
Yes, there we go. And my apologies to anybody out there
who's pulling
their hair out saying, you should know this person, she's a legend. Sorry. but yes, I know that was very well reviewed. For feature fiction, there was Barry Keoghan is busy as usual, with Colm Meaney and Christopher Abbott, a film called Bring Them Down. Unfortunately, I was back home before I had a chance to see it, but it's from what I hear, it's a classic pastoral Irish tale, rival farmers dealing with their issues and sorting out old rivalries. And that'll be one to look forward to. Probably show up in theaters in the new year, early in the new year. That's my guess.
So, Patrick, when you were in Galway, you say you're going to have a challenge when it comes to making selections for 2025. And Galway is a fabulous, rich environment for the Irish movie industry. What was your sense this year in Galway?
Really big on the Irish language films, which is interesting. Like the year before, as you may remember, this past spring, I wasn't able to book a single Irish language film. And then the year before that, I had three. This year, I expect that we'll have at least one Irish film, maybe more, but at least one Irish, I anticipate at least one Irish language feature film. That's kind of in the scope of The Quiet Girl that I think will be very popular. The other ones is more that just that they've already screened, like VCAP. There's no sense in showing that next year. And a few others, like a horror movie that I also think will already have been screened at several festivals and be available online. So that's the big one. Some excellent documentaries, one for Mary Robinson, and another for about the Housewives of the Year, the old Gay Byrne beauty pageant for Housewives that went on in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating documentary about a different time, but also really interesting because a lot of the winners are in the documentary, and you find that it's not just a point and laugh and look at how things were back then. It's much more complex than that and more nuanced. As far as how it was. But it's also an interesting social insight into mainly rural Ireland, because for a lot of these women, it was a chance to go to the big city, Dublin.
And that was, if I recall, that was for the Housewife of the Year.
That's right, yeah, Housewife. Yeah, so it turns out, for those who know Father Ted, that episode where they have the lovely lady competition and all that, that's a real thing.
I know he was doing the takeoff. He was doing the takeoff at the Rosa Tralee on that one.
Mixed in with the year.
and before we talk about Verdigris again, just a reminder. And I know you've changed the dates for the festival next year.
That's right.
You're running the last weekend in April, whereas previously it was that you were running the third weekend.
Yes, we've been, for those who've been with us from the beginning, we were initially at the end of March, and we've just really separated ourselves from the St. Patrick's Day festivities. It makes it a little easier, give people a breather. Also, the weather's a little nicer. The venue we're in now has some outdoor spaces that we'd like to start trying to use. So being in slightly nicer weather, but not such that everyone's away on vacation or they don't want to be inside. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try that the last weekend of April, 25th to 27th of April.
Yeah, I have it in the calendar.
Also, people home from away, you know, those who choose to not be in Canada during the winter, now they can enjoy the festival.
So, the EU Film Festival, the Irish Entry, Verdigris. What date are we looking at for that, first of all?
That is screening on November 27th at 6 p.m. Great time. Not too late. You'd be home. Time for those of you out there who don't want to be in bed too late. It's a brisk 90 minutes, so you'll be home by 8 o'clock. If that's what you want.
That's a Tuesday. So
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Tuesday, sorry. Yeah. Wednesday. Sorry. Wednesday, the 27th.
27th. Sorry. Okay.
At 6 p.m. At the Ottawa Art Gallery in the Samuel Duncan Salon. As you mentioned, it did screen before, but the EU Film Festival has a large audience. And for those that couldn't make it, this is a chance to get out there and catch a really excellent low budget but very high concept story. Excellent drama, incredible performances from the two leads, Maya Shea, who plays Jewel, the teenager, and Geraldine McAllerton plays Marion, who is a senior or probably recently retired. Taking a census and meets her through doing census work in a working class Dublin neighborhood, and they develop a relationship, and they kind of find freedom from their circumstances together. It's really a touching story. Their chemistry is amazing, and it's not dreary. It's fun. It's funny at times. It's it's also there's some suspense. There's some tension. And there's a great resolution to it, as there always is in a good story. And I can't recommend enough for those that haven't seen it out there.
Yeah, the great thing about that story is that what you're bringing together are two people who would have no reason in a normal life to come together. Exactly. They would have no interaction, and yet they develop a type of interdependency.
Yes.
And in that interdependency, you get the humanity that is common, which is wonderful. And that's the richness of the story.
It is. And that tension that you're talking about, too, from those two different worlds, just makes – you can't take your eyes off the screen. I saw it with a packed audience in Galway. I saw it with a big audience in Ottawa. And people just – they love it. They think it's a great film. And I don't think I'm overselling it. People really always come out of it, like, in both cases – really impressed by the film. It's such a, like I said, two rich characters and two excellent performances really pull it off.
So, Patrick, if someone wants just to go to that one performance, you can do that. You don't have to buy a season pass for the EU Film Festival. You can individual. And they're available online through IFI or to CFI?
Through the CFI, they can go to European Union Film Festival, EUFFTO.com. When I see there, or they could just Google EU Film Festival Ottawa, and then they could pull it up from the program. And then there's right on that page, there's an option to buy tickets, and they always get a good crowd. So make sure you get your tickets early, but you can buy tickets at the door as well. So and don't miss.
So. Looking a little ahead then, when normally I know you've had the opportunity to go to Sundance. You didn't get there this year?
I did last Sunday. Yeah, at Sundance. Yeah, I got there last year. I'll be going this in January. The films haven't been announced yet. Jim Sheridan actually has a new film that he's just finishing up, and hopefully it'll either I've heard some let's just say I've heard some talk that hoping to get it into either Sundance or Berlinale, and so to give an idea when it could be ready, it's called Recreation. It's about it's based on a true story about a woman that was a French woman that was murdered in Cork. I think there was already.
De Plantier.
Yes. So, and what he's doing is apparently it's going to be a mix because we recognize some of the actors like Nora Jane Noon, who was in the first Magdalene Laundrie's film 20 years ago. She's in it. John Connors, we've had some of his films. But apparently it's going to be a mix of like drama, acted drama, narrative fiction, as well as documentary style. So I'll be interested to see what Jim Sheridan comes up with this. So that's something to look forward to. I hope it gets into Sundance, that maybe there'll be enough distance between that it can maybe get it into my festival in April. It would be nice.
Patrick, we'll touch base with you again, maybe a little in the new year after Sundance, or certainly we'll be talking to you before the Ottawa Festival. And if there's anything that looks like it's on the horizon coming to the Bytown, the Mayfair, or coming into cinema near you, we might link up and share some of that.
Absolutely. And but until then, 27th of November, 6 o'clock at the OEG at Alma Duncan Saloon, Verdigris.